Joe Smith time on a Monday morning. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
I had to get my gulp of coffee in. That's right. Great. Hi, Margaret.
Good morning, Joe. Nice to hear your voice.
Mother Nature.
Final Monday of April.
That's
isn't
right.
It? Yeah.
It is the last one. Next Monday is May 1st.
Wow.
And Mother Nature cooperated this weekend, yeah. Joe, so we have plenty to do. Hit it!
Well, a couple of no-hitters, one in softball, one in baseball, spiced up week number four highlights on our Monroe County High School sports beat as senior Addie Benham hurled Meg Montgomery South Panthers to its first spring win last week, silencing White River Valley 8-1. Addie also homered and drove in two and scored two. Addie also pitched South's second win and had two hits and two RBI in the 14-7 win over Whiteland over the weekend. The Panther girls fell to Decatur Central in the title game. Freshman left fielder Jasper Sons had quite of a two games, 5-for-7 out of that leadoff spot in that Whiteland tournament. Attention now turned to tomorrow night as South meets North in the annual Battle of the Bypass out at Andy Moore Field. The Cougs, after winning 8 straight to start the season, now on a 3-game losing streak. After losing twice to Mooresville Saturday, the Pioneers are unbeaten in 15 games, I might add. North held to just 3 hits in each of those 2 games. The Cougs are now 8-3. South is 2-10. And we anticipate, anyway, a heck of a pitching matchup tomorrow night as Addie Benham goes up against Kinsey Rich. Game time at 5:30. Mick Hammett's 1-2 pitching duo of Carly Bland and Hannah Fick held Cascade in check as the Mustangs improved to 9-5 and 2-1 in the WIC East, outscoring the Cadets in the 2 games 14-4. Bland's now 5-3 on the year, Fick 4-1. Little rival matchup tomorrow night for Mick's crew as they battle Owen Valley and host them out in Ellettsville. I mentioned the other no-hitter, Edgewood right-hander Tanner Colby. Goose egged Cloverdale last week, 18-0, one of 4 wins on the week for Bob Jones' crew, as he held Cloverdale in check with no hits at 9 strikeouts. Curtis Cowden, 1-hit Cascade, completing a doubleheader sweep, 10-0, after Connor Morton got the win, his 4th, and Cowden got the save in the Mustang 3-2 opening win on Saturday. The Mustangs host, again, Owen Valley Tuesday night at Irmel Clark Field, starting the week 9-6 and 2-1 in the WIC East. Battle of the Bypass at DeBart on Tuesday night as South and North meet at 7 o'clock. The Cougars of Richard Hurd on a 4-game losing streak after Mooresville beat them twice Saturday. The Cougars are 4-7. South is 6-5, looking for its first Conference Indiana win tomorrow night. Out on the links, Joe Weiler, 74. Medalist honors again for Joe. Is 7th-ranked Bloomington South won at the Country Club over Martinsville last week. It's only match of the week. Panthers and Columbus North will have at it at Harrison Lake later tonight over in Bartholomew County. Sam Wise was at it again, leading Brian Muehlhaus's Cougs to 2nd place in the 16-team Terre Haute South Invitational over at Ray Park in Terre Haute. Sam, on a windy day, fired an 80, good for T4 on the leaderboard. Matt Skirvin checked in with an 82. The Cougs matched up with Edgewood. That duel was rained out last week, but it has been reset for May the 8th. On the tennis courts, Farb Mills Cougars up to 18th in the state coaches' poll. They had a 2-1 week last week, including a marathon 4-1 win Thursday night at Terre Haute North. Carolina Lopez is still unbeaten at 1 singles. Freshman Joy Battacharia 1-3. Bailey Gardner lost a 3-set, 3.5-hour match at 2 singles that night. The 1-2 doubles teams of Lillian McAfee and Isabel Flynn, along with Sophie Fornfeld and Rachel Barrett, wrapped up the point scoring. Terre Haute South, by the way, blank Bloomington South, 5-0 in Conference Indiana action. We have the Panthers playing later tonight against Franklin Central. Edgewood beat South Putnam on the courts 4-1 as Carly Bennett, Elizabeth Babbert won a 3-setter at 2 singles, and Hallie Schumacher won at number 3. Larry Williams, South Track Panthers, the fellas making a move last week into the state top 20 at number 17. They added the Edgewood invite title to its resume by downing number 13, North. Justin Helmer's Cougars by 21 points. Panthers on the night, won 7 events, including the double by Caleb Budd in the hurdles. Also, Jack Gillard, the freshman, won the mile again. Ian Shaw, the 3,200. Sam Munson, the long jump. How about Logan Calvin? He produced a PR in the discus. It's out to a 172, 1.25 heave now. That's good for the second best toss in the state, and his shot put's not too bad. 55.5, that's the fifth best in the state as we head into the week. The host Mustangs' best individual finish came from Noah Beasy, who was second in the long jump, 20 feet 3 inches for Michael Doering's crew. Over on the girls' side, Coach Justin Helmer's maroon and gold top Tom Stokes Panther girls by 27 points to win the crown. Edgewood was 6. North won 9 events, paced by the dual wins of Elena Walls in the discus and shot put. The Cougars also swept all 3 relays. Second place South had Jordan Munson winning the 100 and 300 hurdles, and also ran legs on the second place 4 and 1600 mile relays. Taylor Acuff finished third in the discus. Edgewood's best for the girls at 91 feet. Well, the Reds back on the radio up at Miller Park, Milwaukee tonight and tomorrow night, 7:30 pregame tonight, after salvaging 1 of 3 against the Cubs. Bronson Arroyo getting the win. He's now 2-2, 7 strikeouts. The Cubs are now just a half a game in front of the Reds, who are 10-9 to start the week. And don't forget, in the zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls tonight at 6.
Pacers are out of the playoffs, swept by Cleveland.
Yeah, they are.
Not a huge surprise on that. We'll see what's next for them. Colts draft this week. So we got a busy week to do it, and we'll get caught up on the IU beat coming back at 8:45.
We'll be here to do it. See you then.
All right, sounds good, buddy. 7:45, 8:45, Joe Smith, Monday mornings. All right, 8:46 at WGCL. Time for Joe Smith on a Monday morning. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine.
Good morning.
Margaret.
Blame her for the sunshine. Don't blame me.
Yeah, I tell you what. Well,
curl
hey,
up in the window.
Glad you did a good job holding the rain off this past weekend, you know.
Expecting that 2 weekends in a row.
Yeah,
might be
Saturday turned out better than Friday, really.
It did. It was sunny, and it was nice out. And we had plenty of champions, obviously Black Key Bulls and Thetas winning the Little 500. Indiana University had a good baseball weekend, Joe. They were on the road against the 13th-ranked Michigan Wolverines, won the series, but didn't win all of them. But that's fine. Heck, win road series the rest of the year, you're going to be all right.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Chris Lamona's Hoosiers continue to move up the ladder within the Big Ten, and certainly that's the name of the game after Dow taking back-to-back series. This one on the road as they knocked off Michigan, the best 2 out of 3 over the weekend. They did lose Sunday in the finale, 12-5, but Indiana's won 4 of their last 6 now within the league, and they will host Maryland, who comes in with a 12-3 record on Friday night for a 3-game set, and sandwiched in between will be the Ball State annual trek up to Victory Field to take on the Cardinals this year tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. But back to yesterday in Ann Arbor, sophomore Luke Miller and junior Logan Sowers combined for 4 RBI. Miller hitting the ball well, knocked in 3 with a couple of hits, including his 8th home run. Tony Butler also chipped in an RBI yesterday, but remember it was Butler who led off Friday night's game with the lone run of the game, a home run, his first of the year, which set the table for this series win for Indiana over 13th-ranked Michigan. Looking at the Monday morning standings, Minnesota's in second at 8-4. Nebraska's 7-4-1 is third. Purdue is fourth. Michigan just ahead of Indiana, who is 8-6-1 now in the league and currently in sixth place. Well, mentioning solid performances, a strong effort again in the circle by sophomore Tara Traynor, and a walk-off yesterday, a base knock from junior Rebecca Blitz is Indiana. The Michelle Gardner managed women up to 8-9 in the Big Ten as they sweep Maryland, take care of business yesterday 2-1, so Indiana moving up the ladder in softball as well. Junior Taylor Uden went 2-for-4 at the plate and an RBI. And the weekend road three-game series now ahead for Indiana. They'll go up to Ann Arbor and play Michigan starting Friday night at 6 o'clock. The sweep, by the way, was the first for the IU women since taking all three against Iowa last year. And it's the second time now that they've won a series, having taken 2 of 3 from Rutgers earlier this year. Well, with two of the top three crews competing in the A final Sunday at the Clemson Invitational, the Roars of Steve Peterson competed against many of the top teams in the country, held their own. Heck, they're 20th ranked themselves. But the Hoosier women finished 8th as a team, with the first Varsity 8 leading the way with a 6th overall finish. The IU women will now compete and host the Dale England Cup, an annual event that will be contested Saturday out on Lake Lemon. In golf, Clint Wallman's women, Hoosiers finished 13th at the Big Ten. They played a new venue over the weekend, the TPC Rivers Bend, just out of Cincinnati. Erin Harper, a sophomore, notched the 76 in the final round. She was team medalist as she tied for 25th on the leaderboard, 12 over for the three rounds. Michigan State won the title, its 7th overall in the automatic bid in the NCAA tournament. The fellows of Mike Mayer, Jake Brown, a redshirt sophomore, 2 over 74, final round at the Kepler Intercollegiate yesterday over in Columbus, Ohio. Brown finished in a tie for 34th. The Hoosiers tied for 14th as a team. And now for the fellas, they will have the Big Ten tournament coming up this weekend at the Baltimore Country Club. Elsewhere on the sports beat, Romero Asquith's IU women's tennis netters wanted to close the regular season on a high note. They certainly did that as they controlled much of the match yesterday, winning at Penn State 6-1. Hoosiers 4-7 in the league, 13-13 overall in Romero's first season. And they really put the pressure on the Nittany Lions from the start of the match. Paula Gutierrez and Natalie Whaling claimed a 6-4 win in doubles, and then Madison Appel, Kim Schmieder, put the doubles point in the Hoosiers' column with a 7-5 win. IU now heads over to Illinois later in the week for the Big Ten tournament, and they will have the 10th seed and will play Thursday's 7th seed in Iowa. Ohio State, by the way, has the 1 seed for the women, and the fellows also have the 1 seed for the men, as Ohio State claimed its 12th consecutive men's conference championship yesterday. Jeremy Wertzman's fellows will have the 9th seed, and they will take on 8th seed in Minnesota Thursday over at Purdue. Indiana's men lost to Wisconsin 7-0, and Minnesota, a tough one yesterday, 4-3. They are 13-12 on the year. Elsewhere, the Boilermaker Invite in track and field over the weekend. Gosh, Indiana won 12 events and had 17 second-place finishes, but the Hoosier men and women both finished second to the Boilermakers. But Willie Morrison broke his own record in the shot put, 64-1¾. Kayla Dawson won the women's shot, 54¾ was the distance there. Indiana also swept the pole vault, Andrew Huber winning, and Sydney Clute doing the same on the women's side. Andrew Miller won the hammer. Of a local note, Bloomington South standouts Jordan Huntoon was second and Kyle Burke's fifth in the 800 as Cooper Williams won that event. As the Hoosiers, as I say, dominated with a lot of first place. The women also got wins from Olivia Hippensteel in the 1500 and Shanley Mundy in the 3000. And Megan Grabowski was fourth in the 100 and also ran a leg on Indiana's winning 400 relay team. Elsewhere in water polo at the CBAC over the weekend, Brown and Smith, who is the lone senior on Ryan Castle's team, had a hat trick. What a nice way to go out and end the regular season, albeit an exhibition against McKendree College. 21-1 was the final. IU will host the CWPA Championship starting Friday. Indiana has the 4th seed and will play number 5, Harvard. And mentioning water polo and some of the women who've been knocking them through the nets on the water, they will have Ryan Castle and a few of the Hoosier girls tomorrow night on Sports Talk at Yogi's at 6 o'clock. And as we mentioned earlier, the 67th annual Little Five Black Key Bulls won it for the men. They started eighth. Pole sitter Sigma Alpha Epsilon finished fifth. And over on the women's side in the 30th annual event, Kappa Alpha Theta won it as they beat Delta Gamma and the AO Pies. The GGs had the pole, but Kappa Alpha Theta wins it, the 30th annual Women's Little Five. In the zone, David Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. Reds Milwaukee, pregame tonight, 7:30 from Miller Park.
Kevin Chappell wins the PGA Tour, first win in 180 starts for him. Great story there. Joseph Newgarden wins the Indy Series. The NASCARs, they got rained out yesterday.
Yeah, they're going today, so we'll see what happens.
A little Monday action there for you. Good stuff on all of that. And how do the Reds play in St. Louis twice this month, Joe? We'll have them for you on Friday as well. How about coming to Cincinnati once in a while?
Well, you know, we go back, and you mentioned that you brought up a good point. They played a three-game set early April.
Yeah, beat them.
That weekend.
Two out of three.
And beat them, yeah.
So interesting, the schedule maker on all of that. Colts draft coming up Wednesday. We'll touch on that, plus the Pacers' season-ending loss. LeBron's, then that team's a better team. The world champions are crying out loud.
I know that.
That doesn't make what the Pacers plan moving forward any. That shouldn't change anything moving forward, but it'll be interesting to see what they've taken out of all this. All right, good stuff as always.
All righty.
See you tomorrow night live at Yogi's.
Yeah, you guys have a great start to the week.
You too.
Good. Final week of April.
That's right. The final Monday of April as well. We'll see you tomorrow night, 6 o'clock.
All righty, my friend.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 every Monday morning and Friday morning.